Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where we doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches More Crunches podcast. And C. Marty's back in the building.
He's back!
Man, what's going on, y'all? I know I'm a little bit early today. A lot bit early, actually. But, I had some unexpected meetings pop up. Something of that nature. And your boy needs to go to bed.
What?
So I can't be up late with y'all big backs.
Big back activity.
No, I'm playing. But I can't be up too late tonight, man. So I need to get some rest. So, I'm starting the show early. So, shout out to the Playback Gang. Sorry I threw y'all off, but hey, man, stuff happens. But your favorite trainer would have skipped the show. Your favorite trainer wouldn't have done the show.
Nope.
Your favorite trainer would have made a big back excuse.
Big back activity.
Your favorite podcaster would have made a big back excuse.
Big back activity.
But see, Marty Fit don't do that.
Nope.
We still get it done.
Nope.
Even if it's 50 minutes early.
Nope.
With all that being said, though, man, before we get to the comments and get this episode started, man, listen, y'all got to stop this corny-ish. Men can hold men accountable. Men can hold women accountable. Women can hold men accountable. Women can hold women accountable. All this simp and pick-me stuff because someone is telling the truth has to stop.
Nope.
Especially when it's about health and fitness.
Nope.
If a woman tells you, ladies, get y'all ish together.
Nope.
It does not mean she's a pick me or she's hates women or she hates herself. It's self-hatred.
Nope.
Fellas, if a man tells you to get it together and stop simping on big women, that doesn't make me a simp.
Nope.
Because I'm telling you to get in shape, that doesn't make me a simp.
Nope.
We got to stop it in this culture. But that's why we do this podcast, because you know we're going to tell the truth and you know we got to go. Let's get in these comments so I could get this episode started. Am I late or live on a Wednesday? Hey, you right on time. Another lit episode. Live on a month. I'm getting Wednesday. Hey, just finished a 5K run. I'm so amped. What up, big dog?
Welcome to the show.
What up, Marsha? Just finished lunges and squats. Peace, fam. Just finished a grueling leg day. Unilateral leg day. I absolutely love unilateral training on leg day for sure. Once again, happy birthday. Thank you. Oh, yeah, this is my first podcast as a 32-year-old. Shout out to your boy. First cook session as a 32-year-old.
Let him cook.
And it is what it is. First episode as a big dog as a 32-year-old.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
You dig what I'm saying? We understand. We just glad to be here. What up, C. Marty? What's good, Doug Palmer? Thank you, Jenny. Yeah, man. Yesterday was the B-Day, man. So listen, bruh. Appreciate you, Mama Ross. All right, man. You see the episode title, Creating Fat Joy. Not sure what fat joy is. I'm sure y'all not sure what fat joy is. So let's find out what fat joy is.
that?
This lady says she creates fat joy wherever she goes. Let's check it out.
How I create fat joy is by, you know, living large, not letting any...
How I create fat joy is by living large. We know you for sure living large.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
And that thick ass.
Anything can stop me, you know, if I want to accomplish it, regardless of, you know, barriers or what.
She's gonna accomplish it no matter what big back barriers there are.
Big back activity.
Society tells me to do, and I intentionally create fat community everywhere I go that I can do.
I intentionally create fat community wherever I go. What is she talking about?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This is the big back madness you got to deal with when you live in the USA. This is the big back madness you got to deal with when you live in America or when you on your fitness journey. These are the people that's going to tell you to get off of your fitness game.
Nope.
These are the people that's going to tell you you're losing too much weight.
Nope.
You glorifying thinness.
Nope.
And you glorifying being starving yourself and being skinny.
Nope.
What is she talking about? These are the mindsets we got to deal with. You can't slip up and fall into this bullshit. Let's watch the video again.
How I create fat joy is by, you know, living large, not letting anything stop me.
The only thing trying to stop you is a gym membership. And from the looks of that neck, you ain't letting a gym membership stop you.
Nope.
Let's keep it going.
You know, if I want to accomplish it, regardless of, you know, barriers or what society tells me to do, and I...
Only barrier she run into is a sign.
I intentionally create fat community everywhere I go that I can do.
I intentionally create fat community wherever I go.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. We're cooked. Don't listen to the madness. And I'm cooking.
Let him cook!
And it's only the first video. Let's keep this episode going. We're going to get to cooking today. Do not worry. If you thought we weren't going to cook today, you thought wrong. Let's keep it going. Appreciate all the B-Day wishes. Fat Joy, look like a fat boy. Attempted murder. That's legit attempted murder. Yeah, because at that rate, with the way she look, she not trying to survive. Her Golden Corral Buffet Club. Yeah, the Golden Corral Buffet Community. That's her community. Facts. And I didn't do my intro correctly, probably because I have a long day. But first, I need y'all to hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out. The illest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the funniest, the most backlash, the most haters. And the list can continue, but we got to continue this episode. Sorry about that. Make sure I hit the like button. Shout out to the playback gang. Spreading congenital heart failure, one fat community at a time. Jenny said,
"It gotta eat."
She damn sure gotta eat, because I know she ate a lot before she made that video, the way that belly was sitting. Shorty is the anti-source, and we don't have time for the anti-source. Y'all could get y'all anti-ass up out of here. Y'all don't have to listen to this podcast. Y'all anti-podcast. Y'all anti-salad. Anti-gym.
Nope.
Anti-water.
Nope.
Anti-fruit.
Nope.
Anti-lean protein.
Nope.
And the list can continue, but we got to continue this episode, and I'm killing y'all on this Wednesday. Even though the show is early, I'm still killing y'all. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And let's keep this episode going. Oh, shoot. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Marty acting like he ain't a BBW. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. I'm not a big back, and I'm not a woman. I know my pronouns. You know what I mean? Kyra Owusu. Hey, I mentioned you on my college apps about how much you inspired me to lose weight. Lost 40 pounds last year and now just trying to recomp. Well, shout out to Kyra for the 40-pound weight drop. And we love to see that. We love to see that. We're here for the progress. We're here to pay attention to the message. We're not paying attention to the jokes and the tone. We looking at the actual message. Clearly, Kyra has been doing that. So appreciate your support, Kyra. And I don't know how long you've been watching, but this show has come a long way. And keep it going. And get this body recomp. And make sure you hit the like button. And make sure you continue to tune into the podcast. And let's keep this podcast going. Shout out to Kyra. Appreciate that, Kyra. Hopefully I can inspire someone else in your camp. And hopefully it ain't the Big Back camp like Shorty we just watched.
Big Back activity.
Next, we got Vivica Fox. I think we showed this a long time ago, but it popped across my timeline again. So I gotta look at it again. Ladies, if y'all reject a man when you're skinny, don't try to come back after you lose that weight.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
Don't try to come back after you've been at the drive-thru for the past 10 years.
It's Wendy's.
Don't try to come back after you've been at the drive-thru for the past 10
years. It's Burger King.
After you've been at every summer cookout.
It's barbecue in there.
Leave me alone. Let's check it out. So, real quickly, Vivica Fox, I know we showed this a while ago. But on the left it says, when you want her, she's looking fire. On the right hand side it says, when she wants you. Ladies, don't do that. And fellas, y'all don't do that shit either. Alright, if you curve somebody, leave it, let it go. Don't come back to me when you in your Big Back stage.
Nope.
Take your Big Back to Big Back Bob.
Nope.
Take your Big Back to Big Back Brenda.
Nope.
Don't do that. And Vivica Fox was the main one on podcast talking ish about her dating standards.
Nope.
You better throw them standards out the window.
Nope.
The fat back boomerang. Exactly. It always comes back around full circle. So remember that. Next time you curving people, you trying to be Kyrie curving out here. Julius curving out here. James Curvy out here. Remember that? Next time you try to curve someone, don't come back. Try to spin the block after you done gain the Big Back.
It's Burger King.
After you've been eating.
It gotta eat.
After you gain that fupa.
Big Jack become my fupa big.
And after you walk in the house like this. Who that, Vivica Fox? That's the same Vivica Fox? Yeah, that's the same Vivica Fox. Don't do that. Ladies, y'all famous for that. Because I tell you, there's a couple of Jones in high school that tried to curve me.
Nope.
And now they trying to come back and get the sauce.
Nope.
It's not happening.
Nope.
It's not happening. If you don't get out of here.
Boy, if you don't.
You big dummy.
Big dummy.
Y'all got to keep it moving. You eating all this fried chicken.
You go fry some chicken. You.
And you at Popeye's.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
Stay at Five Guys. Don't come to the source. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Bars. What the hell wrong with her? It's unclear.
Nope.
Facts about curving folks. Don't forget they also want you after they've had multiple kids. That goes for men and women. Oh, brother. Round Valdi's cooking today. Her leg definitely went out.
My leg went out.
And her back got pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Hey, bro, you seen that video with the big back with glasses talking shit saying military veterans don't deserve discounts? Actually, I did see that joint. I saw it, but I saw somebody reacting to it. So if you got the original joint, send me that joint. I'll put it on the episode Friday. Because I ain't want to put the reaction on there. But yeah, send me that joint, bro. Yeah, like I said, her back got pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Make sure y'all hit the like button. And let's keep this episode going. Simps. See, this is simping, right? You trying to get men to not go to the gym. Okay? Men go to the gym. If you want to tell men to work on other things besides the gym, I'm cool with that. I don't got a problem with that. But don't act like it's a bad thing that men go to the gym, because we're going to call your simp ass out. Let's check it out. And make sure y'all hit the like button. 1 second. Where is that?
Guys hit the gym after a breakup because they think their body was the issue.
He sound a little...
No diddy, you know?
Am I tripping?
No diddy, you know?
Y'all let me know.
Bro, you have the emotional intelligence and maturity of a doorknob.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shout out to this guy. Dom DeMarco, Marco. That's what I want to do in my comments. I'm going to start it over and shut up so y'all can watch the whole video.
The guys hit the gym after a breakup because they think their body was the issue. Bro, you have the emotional intelligence and maturity of a doorknob.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. So now we can't go to the gym, son? We can't work out after a breakup? That's what women do. Going to the gym is a form of therapy, stupid. How you know she wasn't teasing him throughout the relationship? Calling him fat, messing with a dude with muscles that look like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all gotta find a new way to simp. Women are on to y'all, bro. This shit is a reach if I ever heard one, son. Man, shut your bitch ass up. All that high patriotic shit. Shut up. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Shut your bitch ass up. On his simping. That shit over with. 2025. Ain't nobody listening to you niggas no more. Ladies is on to you, son. Niggas can't go to the gym, son. Wow. Give me a break.
Hey, man, shout out to this brother here.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
We're going to watch this again, for sure. But I got to say this. Hey, fellas, y'all got to cut this bitch-ass shit out, okay? Ladies, y'all can listen. Y'all, ladies, go do something. This for the fellas. Y'all got to stop looking for reasons to stop going to the gym and stop telling other men to go to the gym. I always mention it. Testosterone is at an all-time low. Ninjas walking around, man boobs. Big ass gut.
Belly deli.
Belly bigger than they wife pregnant gut.
Belly deli.
Belly bigger than they wife 9 months gut.
Belly deli.
Y'all gotta cut this shit out, fellas. And y'all think this soft ass shit is a way to get a woman. Never mind. Let me keep it fitness. That shit ain't gonna work for you. I'll just leave it at that. We got dudes can't do 10 pull-ups. Hold up. We got dudes can't do 10 pull-ups. We got dudes can't do 50 push-ups. We got dudes struggling to walk up a flight of steps. I'm walking into 7-Eleven today. Dude getting out the car with a cane, taking all damn day, blocking me because his back big and he in a big-ass pickup truck. Fellas, we got to tighten up, man. Stop this soft-ass shit. And then y'all act like I'm the bad guy for calling out. Y'all call me a simp for calling out the simps. How did that make sense?
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
And y'all zesty.
No diddy, you know?
And it's y'all too.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Let's look at it again.
I hit the gym after a breakup because they think their body was the issue. Bro. You have the emotional intelligence and maturity of a doorknob.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. So now we can't go to the gym, son? We can't work out after a breakup? That's what women do. Going to the gym is a form of therapy.
Yeah, going to the gym is going to be better therapy than drinking beer belly beer.
Belly deli?
And doing some drugs and smoking some weed and some hookah. Going to the gym is going to do way more for you.
Stupid. How you know she wasn't teasing him throughout the relationship? Calling him fat, messing with a dude with muscles that look like me. You know what I mean? Y'all gotta find a new way to simp. Women are on to y'all, bro. This shit is a reach if I ever heard one, son. Man, shut your bitch ass up. All that high-pitched squealing and shit. Shut up. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Shut your bitch ass up. On his simping. That shit over with. 2025. Ain't nobody listening to you niggas no more. Ladies is on to you, son. Niggas can't go to the gym, son. Wow. Give me a break.
Man, shout out to the real ninjas, man. I'm just saying, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. Like, come on, bro. Y'all, fellas got to tighten up. This, and I hate to say this as a man, bro. This probably got to be the softest generation of men. I swear, when I was a little kid growing up and looking at grown men, they wasn't this soft, bro. I swear. I'm embarrassed. I'm glad he said it before I did. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
Wicked Scorpion. Checking in, and who is this gay-sounding dude?
No Diddy, you know?
It's unclear. Jenny told him to.
Shut up!
In the words of The Rock, shut up, bitch. I don't have that one, but
shut
I got this.
Shut up!
D-Weeze laughing. What up, D-Weeze? What up, D-Weeze?
Welcome to the show.
Dude has his eyebrows done like a woman, yes. And this is who ladies going to listen to. Ladies will praise him online, but don't praise him in person. Don't like him in person. They be like liking the toxic ninjas in real life. Revenge body is a thing. I can't stand people denying it. It is a thing. I hate it. I don't like it. You could have done that shit in a relationship. And your fat back, that's why the relationship ain't work out, because your back got fat.
Belly, Deli?
Because your back got on top of a back.
Your back has a back.
That's why it ain't work out. Young man sounds zesty. Absolutely.
No Diddy, you know?
Look at homie's eyebrows. His beard don't even connect. Patchy beard head ass. Well, damn. Buddy's eyebrows better than mine. And you see? Ladies, that's who y'all be listening to online. That's a real man. Toxic masculinity. Y'all complain about toxic masculinity. That's the opposite of toxic masculinity. You want ninjas to be like that?
Nope.
It ain't happening. I almost got political, but I'm chilling today. No testosterone in that voice. I'm glad our peoples told him what he needed to hear. Exactly. I hate slow walking big backs in my way. Yes, I was pissed off today. Voice sassy as hell. That boy got two snaps and a twist vibes. Definitely.
First of all, Paul.
Definitely.
Yo, that's that passive. That's passive pause.
New sound button, please. I got you, Marsha. I had a ninja with a gut tell me he don't have to hit the gym and could whip my ass. Long story short, he couldn't run two laps after he got called out. That's another thing too, man. You out of shape? Keep talking. You better if you swing, you better connect. Cause after two swings, you gonna be tired. Don't underestimate throwing a punch. Ninja, you'll be tired. Real talk. the way eyebrow yo said bro doesn't even sound natural. It didn't sound natural. Homeboy need to be on that show P-Valley with those eyebrows and connect the beard. Absolutely. He need to be up there. He need to be up there with Uncle Clifford and what's the club called? Wasn't it like the Pink Pussy or something like that? What was the club called? But I know Uncle Clifford is on there. They'll praise a dude like that, but we'll call you in tune misogynistic. Oh, my God. All the time. All the time. Y'all should see my DM. I walk too damn fast to have people in my way. Yeah, that shit pissed me off. Vic Spider in the building. How was the B-Day? Heard you was inviting all danks, polar bears, Don Julio, Chicken, and DoorDash to your section. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
That is not what happened. You better cut it out before you get kicked out on your first comment.
Strike three, you're out.
Ninja ain't been here longer than a minute. He about to get kicked out on the first comment.
Strike three, you're out.
Ninja ain't been here for 1 minute. He already arrested. That's insane, and we not going for that. No, sir. Appreciate you, Shy. Here I is. So, Seth, what's good, bro? And Seth.
Welcome to the show.
Spider-Man, I had to start early today, man. So that's why I'm in here early. I'm late, but here. No, y'all ain't late. Y'all ninjas is actually on time. Y'all
I'm
ninjas,
not going to say listen, what race, what
y'all
people.
Ninjas, especially Seth. Seth be late. Seth be late as hell. Spider-Man late as hell. Spider-Man was on Benning Road. yeah. So I actually had to start early today. So appreciate y'all, man. Happy Earth Strong. Appreciate you, SAG. Hey, let's keep it going, man. We got the girl, what's her name? Taylor Chandler, something like that. We had her on here before. She said, get real and get in the gym. Let's check it out.
the gym. Y'all refuse the gym, but never refuse a margarita. Why is that?
Whoa.
Let him cook.
She's cooking in the first 2 seconds already.
We're
gonna run that bike.
Get in the gym. Y'all refuse the gym, but never refuse a margarita. Why is that? Why will you refuse to go to the gym, but you never turn down brunch? Why is that?
They're gonna be at their brunch bottomless mimosas, passing a big back pitcher down.
Big back activity.
And wonder why they built like the big back pitcher.
Big back activity.
Because you drinking what's in the big back pitcher. Let's keep it going.
Why will you refuse to go to the gym, but every time they ask you if you want the large rather than the medium, you never turn down a large? Why is
Because she wear a large and she can't fit a medium no more.
Dom DeMarco.
Big back Brenda built that.
That. Yeah, you gotta get in the gym, okay? We're not talking about a New Year's resolution. You need to have a new lifestyle. Like 1 month not gonna do it. You've been overweight, we obese. You can't do this in 60 days. 60 days not gonna cut it.
No.
You need a...
Did you grow your back in 60 days?
Nope.
No. So why do you think you about to unbig the back in 60 days?
Nope.
Did it take you 60 days to walk around like this? It ain't take you 60 days to walk like that. It was a lot of this.
It's Burger King.
And a lot of this.
It's Wendy's.
And you was doing that 60 days straight. Every 60 days. Let's keep it going.
A solid about 2 years, 4 or 5 times a week. I don't even need to see you because I see you in the data.
Dom DeMarco.
It's time to get real. It's time to have a real talk with yourself. For real. The stats don't lie. The data don't lie. Black women, I love y'all.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But for 80% of y'all, 79% of y'all to be obese. Or is it 70%? 80% or 70%? Either way, high as fuck. Ridiculous. For us to be the unhealthiest rate, ridiculous. I mean, unhealthiest race, ridiculous. America, over 40% of people obese.
Big back activity.
Ridiculous. White people, y'all ain't getting away either. Y'all
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Hispanics, y'all ain't getting away. Y'all fat too.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But we got to do better in this country altogether. So she's keeping it real. But why is it that we don't turn down the bullshit? We don't turn down all the big back shit. We going to turn down a gym membership, though. Oh, yeah. They cost too much. But you spending hundreds of dollars monthly on your tab at the bar, and then you get drunk. You know you spend more money when you get drunk. All of a sudden you got a imaginary bag when you get drunk, but you can't get a gym membership. Definitely bars, Joe Thomas.
Dom DeMarco.
I love her bluntness. Me too. Excuse me. Hope the pregnant, big back, and gender neutral dudes that love Popeyes and the BK did not crash your B-Day party. Nope.
Nope.
Appreciate that. Stop the cap. I like her. She speak the real, but she got some wild edges. She need to stop letting the bend and roll barbers push her line back. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. Yeah, Yep. Just go ahead. Let's get out of here. All races have to do better with weight and fitness. Absolutely. She spit facts, but her edges do look like Lori Harvey got jumped outside the club. You're out of here too, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
I had to let go of friends that only wanted to eat, drink for every celebration. And unfortunately, that might be what it takes. You know, you're going to have people try to hold you back, but why let them hold you back if it's going to keep that big back
activity?
Let's watch this one more time.
Jim, y'all refuse the gym, but never refuse a margarita. Why is that? Why will you refuse to go to the gym, but you never turn down brunch? Why is that? Why would you refuse to go to the gym, but every time they ask you if you want the large rather than the medium, you never turn down a large? Why is that?
Never.
Yeah, you gotta get in the gym, okay? We're not talking about a New Year's resolution. You need to have a new lifestyle. Like, 1 month not gonna do it. You've been overweight. We obese. You can't do this in 60 days. 60 days not gonna cut it. You need a solid about 2 years, 4 or 5 times a week. I don't even need to see you because I see you in the data.
She's cooking. Read that one. Took 10 years to big your back, but you complained that 10 months ago needed to unbig that back. Make it make sense. America as a whole needs to do better with health and fitness. $30 a month versus $40 brunch every Sunday. The math on that is crazy. John Sally is right. Primo Ralph, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Calling her John Sally. That's matter of fact, Primo Ralph is arrested. Going to the slammer, buddy. That's crazy. Hey, if you don't know who John Sally is, bruh. If you don't know who John Sally is, Google John Sally.
The gym, y'all. Who's the gym?
Google John Sally, bruh. Hold up. Google John Sally. Come on, yo. Y'all are terrible. She not even an ugly girl. Y'all are terrible, bruh. Y'all terrible. Not to mention the $250 a week on carryout during the week. $250 on carryout. Hold on, Joe. Joe, you're lying.
Stop the cap.
You don't know anybody that's spending $250 a week on carryout. I don't believe it. Ain't no way. Less brunches, more crunches. For real. I'm telling you, you see this shirt. All facts. We definitely need to bring back the fitness standards from back in the day. Look at how natural and fit people were back in the day. Yeah, look. Go to a video of the 70s. There wasn't no fat people in there. Same here. Once I stopped drinking as much and clubbing, I realized me and a lot of friends had nothing in common. Yep. She looked like Tommy. Y'all are wild.
Strike three, you're out.
Tommy, come on, bro. Y'all are terrible. She's attracted to me. Need to see her body, though. I think her body's solid. I think she's a fit girl. I think she a trainer for real. So, if I'm not mistaken, I work with women. I swear to God, Joe, that's crazy, bro. She does not. Marsha says she doesn't look like John Sally. I'm just playing, Marsha. I'm just playing. Chipotle. The Chipotle, the KFC, the Taco Bell, DoorDash adds up. $250 a week on fast food. Crazy. So you telling me $250 a week times four is a stack. So they spending a stack every month. They spending half of their rent or half of their mortgage possibly on fast food. Insane. These big backs spending $50+ a week on lunch, but no gym membership excuses. That's a fact.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I've heard in the 90s and prior that fat people used to be mad fun, used to be made fun of without no repercussions. Being obese at those times was abnormal. Exactly. I believe that. She making all these videos because she ain't got no job.
Son, shut.
Son, what is wrong with
Strike
this
three,
guy,
you're out.
Son, shut up. Yo, Brown Baldy, what's up with your man? Get him. Go to the store, buy chicken, steak, rice, potatoes, fruit. Yep. I think the whole BBW and thick girls shit took off in the late 90s, early 2000s. That's about right. I think more 2000s for real, because of like Monique and the Parkers and all that shit. She mainly does relationship coaching. I think she just happens to be a gym girly on top of that. Okay, that's what it is then. Because she says she's in fitness, so I don't know. But, hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Hey, I found, I found live footage of the ninjas that be hating on me in my comments.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We did make fun of fat people in the past. Yep. I have seen it. And the Sugar Spike keep them ordering. Hashtag addict. People need to wake up. Yep. I work in healthcare, so they always celebrating with food as well. I've heard about the healthcare stuff. Let's check out these ninjas that be hating in my comments since I found real live footage of them. Listen, man, fellas, hold up. We gonna pause this. Hold up. Fellas, come on, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Come on, fellas. This right here is unacceptable. And it's more men in this country that look like this than you think. No man should be built like this. And they be getting mad at me for calling this shit out. And every time I go to a man page that's hate on what I'm saying, this how they built. That's how I know I'm right. And that's how you know I tell the truth. And that's how you know I'm a go. I gotta go. But having them man boobs with that big gut, with those small legs, poor sign of a poor lifestyle. True sign of a shitty lifestyle. I mean, bro, what the hell was that?
No Diddy, you know?
Look a little weird. But this right here is crazy, man. Low testosterone and people just praising it. And this big back's in there.
Nope.
And no, this did not happen because of genetics. This did not happen because he can't help it. This did not happen because of hormone issues. This did not happen because he possibly got in a car accident and you don't know what he's doing. It's maybe he's depressed. He don't look depressed to me. Look like he's having a good old time. Look pretty happy to me. But this is the shit right here. These the people that's going to tell you not to do what you need to do, man. You can't be listening to people like that, dog. One fall and he's done. One fall and he's breaking a leg. He's tearing an ACL. It's over with.
My leg went out.
With them skinny ass legs. Skip every leg day since 1968. Gender neutral big back coming through. Yes. His legs finna go out. Yes. Absolutely.
My leg went out.
Yo, built like GRU. What's GRU? What university is that? Belly Deli? That's shameful, and it's probably somewhere in the South, too. Probably in Alabama. G-Cup Ninjas. Yes. Has he really commented? No, he didn't comment. I'm just saying, this is how dudes be built when I go to their page, and they be mad in my comments. Why his legs so skinny? Look like it hurt. It does hurt.
My leg went out.
GN big back dressed like an ice cream cone. Even auntie ain't built like that. Baby ankles with the big back. I know them little ankles tired as hell. The whole family built like an Eddie Murphy spinoff comedy.
Let him cook.
And you know they got plenty big back food. You know they eating good up in there. What car accident? He did more damage to the car than the drivers.
Let him cook.
Legs look like pretzel sticks. What's up, Ednis? This how Lizzo look, representing big joints. Bro heard the food was ready. Was that big back-ass rhino trying to twerk? It was unclear.
No Diddy, you know?
Keith C, what up? Man, reminds me of that church scene on Big Mama's House. Hey, yo. That's the Bama from Shotta's was shaking his belly in the club.
Belly Deli?
He don't skip fried chicken legs day.
You gonna fry some chicken? You.
He don't skip Popeyes neither.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
He don't skip that leg day. They are the main ones who think working out is no Diddy for men.
No Diddy, you know.
But it's not no Diddy for ninjas to be walking around built like this. Make it make sense. Hampton, what's good, bruh? Alabama steak egg and cheese biscuit. Oh, Gru from Despicable Me. Hey, yo. Facts, he is built like the ninja from Despicable Me. I bet if he falls down, it's going to be a mini earthquake like this. Just like that. This guy reminds me of the video you posted trying to rob the store and he fell in the parking lot. Yeah, that's some shit that's going to happen to him. He tried to run away from some danger or an emergency or some shit. That's what's going to happen to him. Cletus Clump body ass. Facts. These are the type of dudes that die of stroke or heart attack in their 40s and 50s. In all seriousness, he's probably embarrassed. Low-key fat people develop a sense of humor to make them seem like they're comfortable with their weight. It's cope. Yeah. Ain't no way you comfortable looking at that shit in the mirror every day, bro. The stomach is twerking.
Belly, belly.
And I'm killing y'all on this episode. And let's keep this podcast going. A lot of fat people are comedians, to be honest. They are comedians. That's something good to think about. It's a good correlation. I never really thought about that. Why are so many comedians fat? Good question. We could do a deep dive on that one day. All right. Hey, your favorite girl is back. Shout out Dank DeMoss. So apparently, this is what I'm seeing. I don't know. People could be lying. Apparently, she has a boyfriend Apparently, she has a boyfriend and her boyfriend has a trainer and she's going to see her boyfriend's trainer. Shout out Big Dank. Let's check it out. Spider-Mo, control yourself. Seth, control yourself. All y'all big back ninja lovers, control yourself. Michael Hawkins, I know you're not in the chat, but you probably going to watch this. Control yourselves. We know y'all love Dank. Let's check it out.
Dank, this is my trainer, Jay the trainer, and he's my trainer in real life.
Look at them legs.
In on a daily basis. We really begin.
What are you getting in? The only thing you're getting in on a daily basis is...
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
Only thing you're getting in on a daily basis is...
It's barbecue in there.
What you talking about you getting it in on a daily basis? You better cut it out. Let's keep it going.
And out the mud, I told him I'm going to have Dank out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you some shit that we do. A little light work, nothing too much. And you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Take it away.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
some light, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh. Ain't no way she fit in that car, bruh.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way, boy.
Start out, you know what I'm saying? Just a little.
Oh, man.
A little jump rope, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Come on, bro. You know they not doing that.
There you go.
Come on, dog. You know they not doing that.
I don't know what the fuck you doing.
It's light, man.
We know you don't know what the fuck they doing.
You're doing nothing like that.
It's light work, man.
We know that.
Come on, let's go. Let's get it. Time to get to work.
Hey, man. Oh,
no. Damn, you putting up in a little whip like I can't get in this motherfucker.
See, this is crazy, bro. We got these we got people getting famous and getting a check, and people watch them as entertainment for being big, for having shitty lifestyles. She could barely walk. This is crazy, man.
Okay, we got the little bitch right.
Oh, she get in the back seat, but that seat all the way pulled up.
Yeah.
Like I can't get in this.
That seat all the way up. No, you can't get back there. That's why you lost the case.
Yeah. I ain't got to do too much.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
You see me.
Okay.
Anything.
Look at her head on the ceiling. All that ass.
You can do, I can do better.
I know she ain't got a show now. I honestly don't know what this is. I didn't even watch the video this far. I just seen with the trainer. I thought this was some shit with the trainer, but the video almost over. Let's keep watching.
Hey, get all that shit, like, get the fuck out of the way. We here.
This is crazy, bro.
What I will say is,
he barely could drive with his belly on the steering wheel.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be hating, but you know what I'm saying?
Nobody's hating on y'all.
Life you live.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is, we can always do things a little bit better.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, just because we can do, don't mean we will do. But what I will tell you is, you know what I'm saying? We always will.
Is this just speaking English?
Oh, my God. Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
That nigga ain't say nothing.
Belly, belly.
But whatever. The point is, man, we're at the point of no return. You know, even though she did lose the case, from what I read, she famous now. She getting the bag now. She getting the bag now. It's going to be other little girls looking up to her, other little big back girls looking up to
belly,
her.
Belly, belly.
And that's where we at. That's where we at. It's just going to create more bigger girls, more out of shape girls, more girls that are less educated on their health and fitness. More girls that aren't going to be motivated or disciplined to invest in their health and fitness. And it's going to be grown women that's watching this shit too. And it's going to be grown women that's using this as an excuse to stay like that. Well, she got a man. That, you know what? I hate that shit too. Every time I talk about somebody, they'll be like, oh, well, the girls on 600-pound life got a man. Okay. What other options did he have?
Nope.
Did he turn down a fit girl for the 600-pound girl?
Nope.
Did he turn down a regular-sized girl for the 600-pound girl?
Nope.
He ain't getting no buns if he don't get that 600-pound
nope.
girl. And that's just facts. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. But that shit is crazy, man. Where we at? Oh, y'all going crazy in the comments. For real, for real. Ninjas shaped like eggs with legs. A lot of fat people, comedians. I think we're going to keep it going, though, because we got a little past this. 2 seconds in the video and it's painful. How long did he have the trainer? Not long. Oh, hell no. Those bodies look tired and sad. Damn, her thighs folded over like a bad hand in poker. Some comedians have poor diet and drink a lot of alcohol. Facts. He just there for the cameras. Facts. How both of them travel together? Well, we just saw. One got his seat all the way back with his belly on the steering wheel. The other one in the back seat with the seat all the way forward. That's the only way they could fit in the car. That's a 5-person car. It's only 2 people could fit in there at one time. Dank ain't jumping. He did it to mess with them. He definitely did. What the hell type VH1 shit is this? I don't know what the hell type of reality TV shit this is. But my guess is 600 pounds life. Must be. She out of breath from that short walk, from walking to the car. You know they make the earthquake when they make their bed shake. It's a show now that's on TV. This is on TV.
Nope.
We're officially cooked. This shit is sad, poor car. I bet that ride smell like Chunk Funk time too. Love and belly flop bars. That car must hold a Guinness World Record for the smelliest car with all that Chunk Funk in it. They need a damn bus. They do. Hey, Enzo, what's good, my guy?
Welcome to the show.
They do need a bus. Dank pants, how my pants look when I walk out of Whole Foods at Walmart.
Strike three, you're out.
You keep incriminating yourself, bro. You keep doing it. They are a spectacle freak show. Zeus ordered a full season of fatties. He's speaking.
It gotta eat.
That's V, that's his language. Imagine if they have a domestic dispute, the police are going to have to bring tranquilizer darts to subdue them. Can't sit next to you and your boyfriend in the front seat. Can't imagine. And they're going to say it's your fault, Jenny.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
They're going to say it's your fault, Jenny.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
It's your fault. Get in the gym. You sound like you about to have a heart attack. Sounding incoherent and shit. And he can't speak English. I think it's because he's fat.
Belly, belly.
Oops, that was fat phobic. Of course, she lost the case, but that dude still probably lost his job. He might have got his job back, maybe. We'll see. Spider-Mo, boost me some oxtails, bro. That's crazy. Can't even be in the front seat with your girl. This not a wake-up call for them. Nah, because they're going to keep getting encouraged. She ain't got her seatbelt. Hell no. She was already on TV, VH1, with Waka Flocka Mom, and she was on Dank's ass about her health. It was a rap show. Yeah, I remember that. Zeus like the ghetto Timu version of VH1. Yes. At a certain point, obese people start talking like their tongue is too big for their mouths.
No Diddy, you know?
That's where they get that garbled speaking pattern. Makes sense. Have you seen those type of dudes those 600-pound life girls talk to? Them dudes look like Beetlejuice, the short black Beetlejuice. Yeah, that's crazy.
Strike three, you're
I know
up.
Exactly who you're talking about. That's crazy. They might as well get on 600-pound life, 1,000 pounds of love. They both ride in a car, might as well be a hearse. Sumo wrestlers aren't that big. Nope.
Nope.
I meant to say, now that's TV, that's even more ghetto version of Zeus. Wow. Of Zeus. Never even heard of it. Yeah, I don't even know what that is, DeMar. We better not get in a war with China. They're fit for sure. We will lose. Oh, don't even get me started. I don't want to get political today. Spider-Mo keeps arresting himself. And a lecture, what's up, my G? Hey, don't get in trouble, Enzo. You going don't let the professor see you listening to me. They're going to be like, who is this guy? That dude went viral the other day for breaking a chair. I believe it. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Short black Beetlejuice from the old Howard Stern show. Yeah, that's crazy, bruh. That is right there is crazy. All right. Listen, a ninja and a BBW. They said ninjas don't like BBWs. They said ninjas don't be gassing up BBWs. I said, okay, cool. But that was cap.
Stop the cap.
Let's check it out. Speaking of getting into war, the Korean War is why physical fitness was heavily promoted in the military. Yep. All right, let's check it out. We're going to end the show with a banger. That's facts. I'm on Red Note, these Chinese app, and everybody fit. Those gyms go crazy. Man, I got to get on there. I could probably get some good content out of there. Meanwhile, they in China getting fit, and ninjas over here in America, and women over here in America doing this.
Flag that turns you on.
That turns me on? A red flag? Oh, a fucking felony.
I'm not going to say what
Latinas?
Race, what people.
Keep watching.
That's what it
Yo,
is.
Yo, bro. I do.
There you go, you see?
Another ninja that can't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This is a red flag that turns you on.
That turns me on? A red flag? Oh, a fucking felony. That's what it
Yo,
is.
Yo, bro. I do.
There
I
you
felony.
Go, you see?
Yeah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. How desperate? How down bad? First of all, how down bad are you to walk up to a random woman just kissing? And how down bad are you to walk up to a BBW randomly kissing? We're cooked, man. There's no turning back. You got to go against the grain to stay fit. You got to go against the grain to stay in shape. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I have no words for that. I'm gonna let y'all say the words. Wicked Scorpion laughing. Marsha like, her tongue 6 different colors. Yeah, that was pretty fucking nasty too. And he kissed her. Yes, boy was thirsty. God, this is a big back Mexican snow bunny.
Strike three, you're out.
A big back Mexican snow bunny. That's crazy. What's up, Shelly? You don't even know where her tongue has been. Yo, we straight up fucked. Even the host is like, ugh. Bro just kissed every ninja in the country.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You don't know if her breath stinks. We're cooked. If she only knows what goes on behind bars, she wouldn't have kissed him. You're out of here, buddy.
Break free, you're out.
Now you're going behind bars, brown body, because that's crazy. Example of being a simp. I'm telling you. They're licking tongues and swallowing each other's fluids. That sounds a little crazy.
No diddy, you know?
Mark Carter, you're out of here.
Break free, you're out.
I'm kicking everybody out. This is my birthday week. That shit just grossed me the hell out nasty. It's not Beauty and the Beast. It's Beast and the Beast. That kiss was about 2,000 calories. Okay, bars. That was a bar. That was a greasy ass kiss.
Wendy's.
Popeye's ass kiss.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
That's why her tongue different colors. She had to sample every race. That, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Don't ever tell me ninjas don't encourage women to stay big, bro. She had been in row 10. Yeah, it's my birthday week. I'm kicking everybody out. Chunk Funk Kiss. She was waiting for you, Chris. Katoya, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Katoya, you're under arrest, actually. Come in here with that shit. You better stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
She had every half smoke in the city, then she kissed him. Dom the Monko. Every half smoke in the city. It's crazy. Hey, yo, she had the, never mind. I was about to say something crazy. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
Anybody catch me slipping on my birthday week?
First of all, pause.
No, sir.
That's past pause.
See, I'm going to clip it up. It's going to be on Instagram. Y'all ain't going to catch me slipping. SAG laughing at brown body. Katoya, you're out of here. Bro tastes nothing but regret from those lips. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
Yes, you got arrested on your first comment,
strike
buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Her mouth at daycare center.
Strike three, you're out.
That's fucking crazy. Yo.
Strike three, you're out.
Oh, happy birthday to Mona, man. It's her birthday week, too. Yeah, brown body, you're crazy, bruh. Daycare center, bruh. Oh. You know that black dude speaking Ebonics was in the bedroom with her making macaroni and cheese sounds. Hey, yo. We got to play it again, man. We're going to have to play it again, bruh.
Flag that turns you on.
That turns me on? A red flag? Oh, a fucking felony. That's what it
yo,
is.
Yo, bro. I do
there
have
you
a felony.
Go, you see?
Yeah.
Su puta madre.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked, man. We are cooked. Oh, Virgo, what's going on? Oh, man, I think you missed the show. Brown body is, in fact, stupid. Her mouth is a Petri dish lab experiment. She likes a felon because they always will need somewhere to stay. Jess V, that's a bar. Happy birthday, Mona and Chris. Was that tune? Yeah, you're out of here. Was that tune?
Strike three, you're out.
You about to get kicked. You're out of here, Tampa, Nigerian queen. You cutting up this week. You cutting up this week. Dudes in prisons are desperate as fuck, so this doesn't surprise me. I believe it. Not rhetorical or a smart question. Do you notice a difference between big back white girls and big back Latinas as a trainer in terms of excuses or laziness? No, they're all lazy. They're all lazy. No funny shit. No funny shit. I had a Latina. Latina community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
I got two big back Latina stories. They no longer. This was years ago, so this probably won't even get back to them. I still don't think they're in shape, so they probably don't watch my shit. Anyway, one girl, big back Latina, BBL junk. She was training me for a while. She the one with the BBL with the big shoulders, big triceps up top. She one of them. She pull up. She's like, yeah, can my friend come? I said, yeah. So, you know, so I trained both of them. It was, you know, two people instead of one. So they leaving. The friend trying not to pay C. Marty Fit. I'm like, yeah, you know, what we doing? Cash App? You want me to send you the link? Apple Pay? She like, no, but my friend paid you. I said, she paid me for one person.
Nope.
She like, I have to pay. Yeah, if you charge double.
Nope.
Yes. What the fuck do you think this is?
Nope.
So I had gotten an argument with them. Then I had another Latina client, big back John. I used to go to train her at her house. Pause. House sessions.
No diddy, you know.
Don't start no crazy shit. So I went in there to use the bathroom. I go up there, no bullshit, 8 wine bottles on the counter. What the hell is you doing with 8 wine bottles all empty? Oh, yeah, so you just not following the meal plan.
Nope.
Okay. And you see she end up quitting. Anyway, sorry, I had to tell that story when you asked that. But no, I don't see a difference. Everybody has awful habits, awful tendencies. My job is to help them. Anyway, her mouth is in an orphanage, and he just became a stepdaddy. That's great. That kiss has traumatized me for life. Thank you. Oh, that was Timona, not me. This is why I'm part of the playback gang. Yes, definitely play that back. Tampa's back, and Tampa's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
They probably haven't been with a woman in many years. Yes. He sound like Mushmouth. He did. Espalda Grande is big back in Spanish. Espalda Grande. Remember, all right, I got a video coming for that. If you tonguing down random big joints at the club for a place to stay, don't watch the podcast. She was trying to get you, Marty. Stop the cap. Oops, stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Something you need to tell us. You going to BBW's house and shit?
Stop the cap.
Y'all better cut that shit out. Hold up.
Strike three, you're out.
Y'all better cut that shit out. Before I get arrested, before I get up out of here on my birthday week. It's my birthday week. Don't start with me. Nah. I'll kick any of y'all out. All right. Tampa Nigerian Queen, you next. SAG, you next. The diet don't work for everybody the same. Okay.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Marty left the part out when him and Spanish Dank was eating enchiladas. Okay.
Stop the cap.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. I told you. No tolerance for that. BBW badge is what Marty is going to go to for his birthday.
Strike three, you're out.
Not playing with y'all for the B-Day. All right. SAG Chris is solid. Knock it off, sir. Thank you, Jenny. That's that I ain't had none in a while type joint. That's crazy.
I'm not going to say what that's race, crazy. What people...
He's joking and Chris is talking shit. Yeah, I know. We all having fun, man. We all having fun. I appreciate y'all, man. Hey. Yeah, I know y'all playing. I'm messing with y'all back. Hey, listen, man. See, Marty got to get some sleep, man.
What?
If you like felonies, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. He kicking everybody out like Martin. Get out. Get out. I'm about to get that sound, bro. Hey, remind me of that, bro. Oh, man. Hey. Another fire episode on Less Brunches, More Crunches 5. Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for the B-Day wishes, man. Was it tax season for that private training session? He tore that taco up. Yeah, you're crazy. It got different colors on your tongue. If you got different colors on your tongue, don't watch the podcast. Facts. Appreciate you, Reggie. Appreciate y'all for the B-Day wishes. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. Yep, see y'all Friday. Get the stepping. Yeah, see y'all Friday, man. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to simp and tell women to stay BBWs, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to hold other women accountable because you're a woman, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to hold other men accountable because you're a man, don't watch the podcast. If you and your boo weigh half a ton and reek up the ride with Chunk Funk, don't watch the podcast. Catch y'all Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Might be here, might be in the studio. Have no idea. Probably will be here because I've been here. But hey, man, appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Catch y'all Friday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Down the Mongo.